Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Here are our top stories this evening. A police in Harare disrupt a planned prayer meeting for missing political activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted 14 months ago.
The police are trying to keep papers, of which we refuse to go, and they eventually have to resort to force.
The central bank says crippling cash shortages are expected to end in Zimbabwe next week.
What do you do with the bond coins right now? In fact, you just go to the bank and get your US dollars. I think people in Zimbabwe are so intelligent. I don't know why we make ourselves so down. Will you be using it every day? Go to Zambia today, Chairman. Zambia, they use Kwacha.
A police in Harare today disrupted a planned prayer meeting for missing political activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted 14 months ago by suspected state security agents. Friends and relatives had gathered at Africa Unity Square, Dzamara's demonstration site, for an afternoon prayer and protest when police pounced on Patterson Dzamara and took him to a local post where he was detained for 40 minutes before releasing him. He returned to the square to address the crowd when the police rearrested him together with Pastor Patrick Mugadza. The two were locked up at Harare Central Police Station and released after 3 hours without any charges laid against them. Dzamara tells Studio 7 that though they failed to go ahead with their planned demonstration today, they will gather again tomorrow at the same venue.
As is our custom, we gathered at the Africa Union Square to commemorate ever since the abduction of Itai Dzamara by MPF through the security agents. And so we came together as usual, but something unusual happened. The police tried to keep papers, of which we refused to go, and they eventually had to resort to force. And something also that certainly happened while they were leading me away. The protesters, the relatives, and the friends who had come to commemorate the day with us actually followed, and they were singing that song, and then asking, what is we wrong for us to be treated like this?
How did this affect your plans?
Well, I would say that our plans were disrupted because in the first instance, what we did today is exactly what Itai stood for. It's exactly the reason why they took him away. And so I'm sure wherever he is, he's a happy man to see us taking a stand and not flinching in the face of the law enforcement agency.
Any plans for demonstrations in the near future?
Yes, we're actually regrouping tomorrow. We are not looking forward to defer. We are regrouping tomorrow, and the agenda is still the same. We are demanding the release of Itai, at the same time drawing a line in the sand regarding enforced disappearances. That's number one. Number two, we're also registering categorically our displeasure over the way this nation is being run.
That was Patterson Dzamara, young brother of abducted political activist Itai Dzamara, on the line from Harare. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from the police. The governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, John Mangujga, says cash shortages are expected to end this week. Mangujga was summoned by a parliamentary committee to clarify policy measures of easing cash shortages, increasing industrial capacity, and curbing foreign currency leakages. Our correspondent, Ivan Chifera, attended the hearing and filed this report from the capital, Harare.
Mangujga told the Parliamentary Finance Committee that the current cash shortages are expected to end after the central bank recently imported $15 million, which is expected to boost money supply. Mangujga said, contrary to widespread belief that the introduction of bond notes was meant to ease cash shortages, the move is intended to boost exports. He said, while the purpose of bond coins was to provide change, bond notes would be used to pay the 5% export incentive to boost production.
The purpose of bond notes is to deal with an incentive for exporters. But I think people are now confusing that the bond notes are coming here to cater for cash shortages. No, there's no relationship. This is an export incentive scheme, and we are so happy about it.
But lawmakers told him that their constituents were confused about the introduction of the bond notes. In response, Mangudya said there was a lot of misinformation on the bond notes.
It's a convertible. If you want to go out, people ask me, what about if I want to go to South Africa? Do I take those bond notes? What do you do with the bond coins right now? Instead, you just go to the bank and get your US dollars. I think people in Zimbabwe are so intelligent. I don't know why we make ourselves so dull. When you be using it every day. If you go to Zambia today, Chairman, Zambia, they use Kwacha. When you work for Kwacha, you don't come with it here. What do you do? Go to the bank and get what? US dollars.
He added that the introduction of the bond notes is intended to also curb externalization of money, which he said was rampant. Former Treasury Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya said, while Mangudya's measures were well-intended, Zimbabwe is facing more serious problems, which Mangudya has not addressed in most of his policy measures.
There is no mention in his presentation of issues of governance which are sitting heavily on the economy, which are destroying economic opportunity and causing the same crisis and the uncertainty that Zimbabweans are exposed to today. And I think that is where the root cause of the problems we are facing is. It's in the crisis of governance.
Zimbabweans are facing serious cash problems as some banks are limiting withdrawals to $50 per person a day. The International Monetary Fund says Zimbabwe's economic crisis has been worsened by lack of clarity over the country's black empowerment program and other issues. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Ivan Chifera.
Meanwhile, the proposed introduction of bond notes by the central bank to solve Zimbabwe's cash crunch and stimulate the economy has taken a new twist, with some legal experts calling the move unconstitutional, opening the possibility of a constitutional court showdown. Central Bank Chief John Mangudya said the notes will come in $2, $5, $10, and $20 denominations and backed by $200 million from the African Export-Import Bank. But lawyer advocate Fadzai Mahere says it is worth highlighting that the term bond note is not defined anywhere in the Reserve Bank Act or the Banking Act. Mahere argues that the term bond notes is an invention by the central bank chief and it is fictitious money. Another legal expert and founder of TN Bank, Tawanda Nyambirai, says a bond note has to have an expiry date. Nyambirai tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that it might be premature, though, to critique the bond notes as they have not yet been introduced.
In my respect for submission, the Reserve Bank Act does not have any provision for the issue of bond notes. Bond notes are issued under the Public Finance Act. There are requirements that need to be complied with under the Public Finance Act. Before the issue of the bond notes, the president has to give authority to the Minister of Finance. The content of the bond notes itself, so far as the legal aspects are concerned, have to be supported by an opinion of the Attorney General. The bond notes itself has to have a maturity date. If it doesn't have a maturity date, it must take the conditions needed to be met for it to be acquitted or for it to be redeemed. Those are the requirements that the Reserve Bank or the Minister of Finance will need to comply with. We cannot prejudge them and say they have not complied with them when what we only have now is an announcement of an intention, a wrongly timed announcement, an announcement that could have been done differently and better if the note has to be successful because it requires public buy-in.
So can citizens actually go to the Constitutional Court and challenge the legality of the bond notes should the government not follow some of the steps that you're highlighting here?
In the event that the government proceeds with the introduction of bond notes without complying with the mandatory provisions of the Public Finance Act, it would be possible for citizens to approach the Constitutional Court or even the High Court with a case asking the court to set aside the issue of the bond notes. But like I have said, it's early days. They haven't done anything. They've announced an intention. One needs to wait and see how they will go into execution on the announced intention.
That was lawyer and TN Bank founder Tawanda Nyambirai speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Workers of the National Railways of Zimbabwe have dismissed the government's statement that they have been paid their outstanding salaries as false, saying they were only given money ranging from $150 to $350 per worker last Thursday in what their employer said was to cushion them against economic hardships. Transport Minister Joram Gumbo has urged workers who downed tools last March in protest over unpaid salaries dating back 15 months to return to work, saying $3 million was recently availed to pay their salaries. However, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Workers Union, Kenneth Nemachena, tells reporter Standikile Mhlanga that $3 million can only cover 1 month's salaries for all NRZ workers.
The employees have not been paid their salary because what we only read from the newspaper that the NRZ has been given $3 million. It is not even enough to pay the NRZ employee salary. And today I was just asking the human resources manager, what was the purpose of that man? Is it a salary or what? And the answer from the human resources manager was, that one is a cushion as of now, so that it enables the employees to go to work. But what is owed to the employees is very, very far away.
What is your next course of action, seeing that your expectations were not fully met?
Some employees have returned back to work. Some have not returned back to work. And we are trying to engage the management, but we have not yet engaged the management. Because this was, you remember, this was only done last week, Thursday, and today is a Monday. We probably to make a follow-up, because there are some employees who have not been included on the payment list, because they paid part of the employees and some were not paid. That is what we are still following up with the employer, and we have not yet received any response from the employer.
That was Kenneth Nemachena, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Amalgamated Workers Union, on the line from Bulawayo with Studio 7 Sister Ndikile Mhlanga.